AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. House Speaker Paul Ryan says Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's comments on Muslims are way off base.
Freedom of religion is a fundamental constitutional principle. It's a founding principle of this country.
Yesterday, Trump called for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States in the wake of attacks at home and abroad. The prosecution has rested its case in the manslaughter trial of a Baltimore police officer charged in Freddie Gray's death. Officer William Porter is the first of six police officers to go on trial for Gray's death in custody last April. A Chipotle restaurant near Boston College has been closed after some 30 students became sick shortly after eating there. William Buddy Christopher, the city's commissioner of inspection services, says they don't know yet what made the people sick.
There are a number of individuals that have shown signs of sickness. The Department of Public Health, both city and state, are currently doing their inspections to determine what the cause of the illness is.
Chipotle says it believes norovirus is to blame and that illnesses are an isolated incident unrelated to the outbreak of E. coli cases tied to other Chipotle restaurants. Americans want to know more about who is giving money to political campaigns. AP correspondent Shirley Smith reports that nearly 8 out of 10 questioned in an Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll want to at least know the names of the contributors.
The survey indicated most people are pretty confused about the campaign donations. More than half say they know little or nothing about the process. But an overwhelming majority say they do think the names of the donors should be made public.
An even higher percentage, 87%, think full disclosure would at least be somewhat effective at reducing the influence of money in politics. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 140. The S&P is off. The NASDAQ is off 8. This is AP Radio News. With the opening of massive bronze doors, Pope Francis launches the church's Holy Year of Mercy.
E questa la porta del Signore.
Pope Francis opened the huge bronze holy door to St. Peter's Basilica to mark the start of his Holy Year of Mercy. As heard through an interpreter, he told worshipers at Mass,
to pass through the holy door means to rediscover the infinite mercy of the Father.
Francis launched the Jubilee to emphasize the welcoming side of a Catholic Church more often known for its moralizing and judgment. Holy Years have been used in the past to encourage the faithful to make pilgrimages to Rome and obtain an indulgence or a forgiveness of sins that roughly amounts to a get-out-of-purgatory-free card. I'm Sandy Kozell.
National Girl Scout leaders are betting on technology to reverse a sharp decline in membership. Included in the effort, a major expansion of selling Girl Scout cookies via mobile apps and the girls' personal websites. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.